Area 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsu.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, to remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
And the winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive in Stevens Point for Hour 34 is Kitty's Kinky Bath Salts. Once again, the winner, Kitty's Kinky Bath Salts. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM Studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Right now, we have the top five teams as of Hour 33 in fifth place with 4,620 points. Is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 5,045 points is Tin Man. In third place with 5,540 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 5,555 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. In first place with 6,130 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And here are the point values for questions in Hour 33. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 65 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 30 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 33. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 65 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 30 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now we have Hour 35. Question 1. A big screen character seems to agree with us that you can learn everything you need by watching television. In fact, he claims he would not have gone to high school and that when he has a child, he will set him in front of the television and make him watch Mad Money all day. What is the first name of this character? Once again, question 1 of Hour 35. A big screen character seems to agree with us that you can learn everything you need by watching television. In fact, he claims he would not have gone to high school and that when he has a child, he will set him in front of the television and make him watch Mad Money all day. What is the first name of this character?
Can't do no wrong. And when I hold you, I can't do no wrong. And we are working on question one of hour 35. A big screen character seems to agree with us that you can learn everything you need by watching television. In fact, he claims that he would not have gone to high school and that when he was a child, he will set him in front of the television and make him watch Mad Money all day. What is the first name of this character? Question one of hour 35. A big screen character seems to agree with us that you can learn everything you need by watching television. In fact, he claims that he would not have gone to high school and that when he was a child, he will set him in front of the television and make him watch Mad Money all day. What is the first name of this character? The answer to question one of hour 35 is Dallas. Once again, the answer for question one of hour 35, Dallas. Question two. Hold on, we got the great and powerful Oz in here with us.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you doing?
All right, just sitting down on the air. You're sounding good. That sounds good. That's good, good, good.
Thank you.
And all the players out there, I'm sure, are all refreshed and ready to go because I am.
You look good. You look great.
I slept for...
Don't think about it too long.
2 hours and about 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Sometimes it's all you need.
That was it. That was my power nap. And you know, it's time for everybody to sit back and, you know, you've played trivia for quite a while now, since 6 o'clock Friday night. But I think right now is about that time. Get the final jut of juice that we need. Let's play trivia fast, Daddy.
Let's go. All right, question two of hour 35. What is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the music ballet? Once again, question two of hour 35. What is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the music ballet? Good luck.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all.
Hey, phone's down out back. Phone's down. You don't give me a chance to even walk away, man. You're going to have to start jumping over. Nobody answers phones out back. And what is sort of music ballet. Yes. All right, we're going to start this one over. Go. Oh, and by the way, the complaint line's open. So you read it correctly, just as if we were going to start a whole new... A whole
question two of hour 35. What is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the Music Bullet? Once again, question two of hour 35. What is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the Music Bullet? Question two of hour 35, what is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the Music? Good luck.
Thank you.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question two of hour 35. What is the first and last name of the spokesperson for the Music Bullet? The answer, Tim Gowie. Once again, the answer for question two of hour 35, Tim Gowie. Moving on to question three of hour 35. A fictional trucker who primarily travels the back roads and has encountered all sorts of weather conditions claims that he sees the image of his love in the headlights of oncoming vehicles. What is the first name and from what city is this woman? Once again, question three of hour 35. A fictional trucker who primarily travels the back roads and has encountered all sorts of weather conditions claims that he sees the image of his love in the headlights of oncoming vehicles. What is the first name and from what city is this woman? On question three of hour 35, a fictional trucker who primarily travels the back roads and has encountered all sorts of weather conditions claims that he sees the image of his love in the headlights of oncoming vehicles. What is the first name and from what city is this woman?
Much love and it's a Mississippi heart.
Too much love and it's Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. See you a while ago. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side. The Mississippi River don't look so wide.
When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That lives in the river, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, got a heavy old lover,
jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey.
Phones down, phones down in the back. Question 3 of Hour 35, a fictional trucker who primarily travels the back roads and has encountered all sorts of weather conditions, claims that he sees the image of his glove in the headlights of oncoming vehicles. What is his first name and from what city is this woman? The answer to question 3 of Hour 35 is Dallas Ellis. Once again, the answer of question 3, Hour 35, Dallas Ellis. Now moving on to Stone 2 of Trivia Group A.
And I just want to tell people that it's going to be, you're going to get the full 45 minutes for it, and that the next Stone Poop, the Stone Poop B, we're going to delay that probably 5 minutes so that our team has the opportunity to get from one location to the other, okay? Go ahead.
Time for a trivia Stone Clue Group A, clue number 8. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times and go to the Trivia Stone pickup location. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 8. From where you are now, go past the large rock. There is another large rock further down the road. When you find it, turn left. Go past the fine, nine-grain man, the first French prize, and the beverage company featured in the movie 1, 2, 3. Now turn right. Go past the wildcat and pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the following, in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but we require cleverness in the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here and Tops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Clover Road, Clover. Once again, the Trivia Stone Team. Number 8, Group A. The large rock. There is another large rock further down the road. When you find it, turn left, go past the fine, mind-blowing man, the first place prize, and the beverage company featured in the movie 1, 2, 3. Now turn right, go past the wildcat, and pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your second stone stamp. Now moving on to question 4 of Hour 35. Television Prince Lawrence won a free dance lesson by answering 2 questions based on a local radio station. What were the correct answers that she provided? Once again, question 4 of Hour 35. Television's Prince Francis Lawrence won a free dance lesson by answering 2 questions posed by a local radio station. What were the correct answers that she provided? Now, question four is item 35. Television Francis Williams won a free game session by answering two questions posed by a local radio station. What were the correct answers that she provided? Phones down in the back. Question 4 of Hour 35, Television's Francis Lawrence won a free dance lesson by answering two questions posed by a local radio station. What were the correct answers that she provided? The answer, Hawaii and hula. Again, the answer for question 4 of Hour 35, Hawaii and hula.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
And we're moving on to question 5 of Hour 35. I'm sure that as the willing and cunning trucker earlier approached his Dallas Alice, he wanted to freshen up a bit. He could have used a new product and scent to clean, deodorize, and in general make him smell better. One choice, according to print advertising, is only available for cunning gentlemen. What is the brand and name of this scent? Once again, question 5 of Hour 35. I'm sure that as the willing and cunning trucker earlier approached his Dallas Alice, he wanted to freshen up a bit. He could have used a new product and scent to clean, deodorize, and in general make him smell better. One choice, according to print advertising, is only available for cunning gentlemen. What is the brand and name of this scent? Good luck. And we're working on question 5 of hour 35. I'm sure that as the witty and cunning trucker early approached his Dallas Alice, he wanted to freshen up a bit. He could have used a new product and scent to clean, deodorize, and in general make him smell better. One choice, according to print advertising, is only available for cunning gentlemen. What is the brand and name of this scent?
Oh, I'm gonna fall in love again. Oh, 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 oh. Many's the time I've been too kind, many's the time I've been stung. Many a honky took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night, I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh, oh, I'm falling in love. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes. She had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her. I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted. I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw. And my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slam. I'm, oh, oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy. Rocking the cradle at nighttime. Living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life, and when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again, oh, 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 I thought I wouldn't get caught again, never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years, never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years,
and phones down, phones down, put those phones down in the back. The answer to question five of hour 35. I'm sure that as the willing and cunning trucker earlier approached his Dallas Alice, he wanted to freshen up a bit. He could have used a new product and scent to clean, deodorize, and in general make him smell better. One choice, according to print advertising, is only available for cunning gentlemen. What is the brand and name of this scent? The answer to question five of hour 35 is Old Spice Foxcrest. Once again, the answer to question 5 of hour 35, Old Spice Foxcrest. Moving on to question 6 of hour 35, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 12. Nice looking gents, wouldn't you say? Call in and give us the name of this trio. Once again, question 6 of hour 35, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 12. Nice looking gents, wouldn't you say? Call in and give us the name of this trio.
Thank you.
And you're working on question 6 of hour 35. Get out your copy of the New Trivial Times and turn to picture number 12. Nice looking gents, wouldn't you say? Call in and give us the name of this trio. And phones down. Put those phones down in the back. The answer for question 6 of hour 35. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 12. Nice looking gents, wouldn't you say? Call in and give us the name of this trio. The answer to question 6 of hour 35 is the Harmonicats. And we're accepting Jerry Murad's Harmonicats or any variation on Harmonicats. Moving on to question 7 of hour 35. Prior to a 1985 professional boxing championship bout between Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns, an instrumental version of the national anthem was performed by an entertainer who spent many a night in America's living and bedrooms. What is the nickname and last name of this entertainer? Once again, question 7 of hour 35. Prior to a 1985 professional boxing championship bout between Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns, an instrumental version of the national anthem was performed by an entertainer who spent many a night in America's living and bedrooms. What is the nickname and last name of this character?
Thank you.
And we're working on question 7 of hour 35. Prior to a 1985 professional boxing championship bout between Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns, an instrumental version of the national anthem was performed by an entertainer who spent many a night in America's living and bedrooms. What is the nickname and last name of this entertainer?
Look what they've done to my son. Look what they've done to my son. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning up wild. Look what they've done to my son. Wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a real good book, I never have to come out and look at what they've done.
All right, phones down in the back. That is concluding question 7 of hour 35. That question, prior to a 1985 professional boxing championship bout between Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns, an instrumental version of the national anthem was performed by an entertainer who spent many a night in America's living and bedrooms. What is the nickname and last name of this entertainer? The answer to question 7 of hour 35 is Doc Severinsen. Once again, the answer to question 7 of hour 35, Doc Severinsen. Moving on to question 8 of hour 35. After big screen character Peter Appleton takes over ownership and management of a local theater, he is seen in a ticket booth selling tickets to a movie playing at the theater. According to the sign, what is the name of that movie? Once again, question 8 of hour 35. After big screen character Peter Appleton takes over ownership and management of a local theater, he is seen in a ticket booth selling tickets to a movie playing at the theater. According to the sign, what is the name of that movie? Good luck.
You don't owe me so well.
And we are working on question 8 of hour 35. After big screen character Peter Appleton takes over ownership and management of a local theater, he is seen in a ticket booth selling tickets to a movie playing at the theater. According to the sign, what is the name of that movie?
Let's lock the door.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 8 of hour 35. After big screen character Peter Appleton takes over ownership and management of a local theater, he is seen in a ticket booth selling tickets to a movie playing at the theater. According to the sign, what is the name of that movie? The answer to question 8 of hour 35, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Once again, the answer to question 8 of hour 35 is Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com.
Good morning
today.
With 90FM News. I'm Joe Nowinski. Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early end to winter when he didn't see a shadow after emerging from his lair in western Pennsylvania on February 2nd. Despite his forecast, the weather in Ohio and surrounding areas has remained decidedly chilly, with snow expected in some places over the weekend. When I came to work in the wind and the cold, I said to myself, something is wrong with Phil. You know, Punxsutawney has some answers that he needs to give, said Butler County Prosecutor Mike Gozer. In fact, so determined is Mr. Gozer to get to the bottom of what is going on, that he has issued an official-looking indictment charging the world-famous rodent with misrepresentation of spring. Bill Dealey, president of the Punxsutawney Club that organizes Groundhog Day, says Phil has a lawyer and would fight any extradition attempt by the authorities in Ohio. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 28 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 34, and question one of Hour 36, Trivia 44, after Trivia Focus.
Where's the...